Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
And tuning in today, I'm Lisa Fielding. We have partly sunny skies, 32 degrees, winds out of the north now, gusting at 25 miles an hour. Blustery and cold today, a few flurries, temperatures staying steady in the 30s. The AccuWeather 5-day forecast coming up at 3:15. But first, the holidays are often called a season of giving. And tonight, members of the Chicago Board of Education are apparently poised to give a pink slip to the district CEO. A special meeting set to start tonight is expected to include action on a plan to dismiss Pedro Martinez, bringing an end to a leadership drama at the city's public schools. WBBM's Nancy Hardy tells us elected leaders in Chicago are concerned now about the message of firing would send.
Doing this literally in the middle of the year is a slap in the face to our young people, our teachers, everyone who relies on this system.
State Representative Cam Buckner, who has two sisters currently working in CPS, is standing behind CEO Martinez. The Democrat says keeping stability in leadership is necessary when he's trying to secure more funding for the district from his colleagues in Springfield.
It makes the ask very difficult when it looks from the outside, at least, extremely chaotic.
Alderman William Hall supports removing Martinez, who he accuses of failing to lead while he says CPS schools deteriorate. On the other side, Alderman Bill Conway says removing the CEO in the middle of contract negotiations puts the city in a more threatened financial position, while students deserve stability. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In Crane Chicago Business reports that Mayor Johnson may resort to the unusual step of appointing a co-schools CEO if the board does not take action on Martinez's employment tonight. The report quotes people familiar with the mayor's thinking as saying he's considering naming new Board of Education President Sean Hardin as the co-CEO of the district in order to get a new teacher contract quickly before board members for approval. Hardin was a deputy district CEO back in 2009. The meeting is set to start at 5:45. We'll be there and we'll bring you instant coverage of any resolution as soon as it happens. Convicted killer Richard Allen received the maximum sentence today, 130 years behind bars, for the 2017 murders of Abby Williams and Libby German in Delphi, Indiana. Carroll County Sheriff Tony Leggett apologized to the families for the fact that it took nearly 8 years to bring this case to a conclusion.
These families will live every day without two of the most important people in their lives. They're missing milestones because of a low-life coward decided to take their innocent lives.
The sentencing comes more than a month after a jury found Allen guilty on 4 counts of murder. While in custody, Allen confessed to the killings dozens of times. Investigators may have found a link between the Westchester man shot and killed by suburban police and the 3 people that man is suspected of having killed in central Illinois. Champaign CBS 3 News reports that murder suspect, John Lyons, had filed a civil suit back in June against Caleb Mason, who was one of the 3 people found dead Wednesday night at their home in the town of Mahomet. Bryson Keeble first became friends with Caleb Mason in kindergarten. He tells CBS 3 he and Mason just caught up a few months ago.
Said he was enjoying spending time with his family, and he honestly seemed like he was just happy.
Police in Berwyn shot and killed John Lyons hours later after they say he fired on them while being chased. State police have now joined the investigation. The director of wildlife, the Wildlife Center, is concerned about recent cases of avian flu among wild birds in northwest Indiana. WBBM's Jim Goodis just talked to her. He's here at the Anchor Desk with a story. Jim.
Lisa, Nicole Harmon runs the Humane Indiana Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Valparaiso, where three birds that were brought in over the past 2 weeks tested positive for avian flu.
We had a mallard and then we had a snow goose. Both of those had come from Northwest Indiana. The mallard came from Lake County. The snow goose actually came from Porter County. Most recently, we had a Canada goose who came from the Indiana Welcome Center in Hammond.
Humane Indiana Wildlife was waiting for test results on a sick bald eagle found in Long Beach on Wednesday. Harmon says because avian flu can spread to humans, people should not handle or come into contact with sick birds. She says the best thing to do to help sick birds is to contact a local wildlife center or the state's Department of Natural Resources. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The low-clearance historic covered bridge in Long Grove, which has long been a magnet for trucks, was hit yet again yesterday.
The bridge, with a clearance of 8 feet 6 inches, has now been hit 63 times since it was rebuilt and fortified in 2018 by the Count of Newman Cigars and More. The business has a surveillance camera on the front porch that's trained on the bridge and keeps a running tally. The most recent was a box truck making a delivery for Toys for Tots. The many warning signs were missed or ignored. In the past, some drivers who have hit the bridge have said they thought they could make it. This truck was going slow. It hit and backed up. No real damage. The cigar store posted on social media it's now taking cash donations for Toys for Tots and will donate the money in the name of the person who was driving the truck. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's hard to find a parking spot today at a well-known drive-in restaurant in the West Suburbs, known as much for its classic car cruisins as its cuisine. That's because the owners say they'll serve their last steak sandwich on Sunday.
The parking lot is full at Stratt's drive-thru in Villa Park after a social media post viewed hundreds of thousands of times, saying that it would close permanently after nearly 40 years. Longtime customers making the trek to say their goodbyes and take one last look inside the small, unique, memorabilia-filled restaurant that for decades has hosted car shows and otherwise served as a community hangout. At the counter, each order comes with a farewell speech to owner Stratt Matsis, who mans the grill on this busy day and knows each customer by name. Matsis is pretty busy, so we hop in the kitchen on the line alongside him to find out what's on the menu.
Right now, I have cheeseburgers, our ribeye steak sandwiches, our prime, our dome. It's a choice made ribeye, caramelized grilled onions, oven roasted green peppers. Our burgers are ground fresh Angus, hand-pat, never frozen.
He tells us that it's just come the time to retire and that he's very proud he was able to create something meaningful. A busy farewell final weekend for Stratt's drive-thru in Villa Park. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, good afternoon. The first ever college football playoff gets underway tonight in dramatic fashion in an iconic wintry setting in Notre Dame Stadium. The Irish against Indiana in South Bend, and Rick Craig has a preview.
After years of planning and decades of what-ifing, the 12-team playoff is here. Time to show out. Irish tight end Mitchell Evans.
I don't feel it as pressure. I just feel it as like excitement. It just builds the excitement of, you know, why you play the sport. The whatever you say, oh, you know, if you're in the playoffs, you're playing against a better team. I don't care. I'm just ready to play football in Notre Dame Stadium. A night game, first time playing a college football playoff. And this is exciting to me. You know, of course, it just makes sense that Notre Dame's hosting the first one ever.
This is year 94 for Notre Dame Stadium, but tonight marks only the fourth December game there and the first time a game's been played on a Friday night. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And you can listen to the game here on WBBM on 780 AM. The news continues 24/7 on 105.9 FM. To pro football, the Bears desperately need a win to snap their 8-game losing streak, but the signs not good for the Bears. Star corner Jalen Johnson sat out today with illness from practice. He is questionable. Also questionable is Jervon Dexter, Tevin Jenkins, and Braxton Jones. Ryan Bates out for the game with a concussion. The Lions 12-2, first place in the NFC North, fighting for the top seed in the NFC. It's a noon kick on Sunday at Soldier Field. Baseball, free agent signings today. Houston agrees to a 3-year deal with first baseman Christian Walker, and the Boston Red Sox signed Patrick Sandoval for 2 years. The Bulls go for 4 in a row tomorrow at home against the Celtics. The Hawks go for 4 in a row tomorrow at Calgary. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Pope Francis has named 5 new auxiliary bishops for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
The new bishops-elect include 65-year-old Father Timothy O'Malley, the pastor of Most Blessed Trinity Parish in Waukegan, 57-year-old Father Larry Sullivan, the pastor of Christ the King Parish in the North Beverly neighborhood, 45-year-old Father Jose Maria Garcia Maldonado, pastor of St. Jose Sanchez del Rio Parish in the Humboldt Park neighborhood, 45-year-old Father Robert Fedek, an administrative assistant to Cardinal Supich, and 64-year-old Father John Simonowski, pastor of St. Juliana Parish in the Edison Park community. Their Episcopal ordinations will take place early next year at Holy Name Cathedral. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The owner of the Chicago Fire Major League Soccer team inching closer to realizing his hopes of building a new soccer pitch at the South Loop property known as the 78. Crane Chicago Business reports that team representatives met this week with Mayor Johnson's office and South Loop Alderwoman Pat Dowell to show renderings of what a new 25,000-seat stadium might look like. Back in October, team owner Joe Mansueto told reporters that he was actively looking for a new home for the team, which uses Soldier Field now for its home games.
We share the stadium with the Bears, concerts, and so the warm summer days and fall days are really precious, and we'd love to have as many of those days as possible. But we often get conflicted out with the Bears and concerts.
Cranes reports the Fire is pursuing a deal to let it privately finance a new stadium on as much as 10 acres of the 78 site.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.